Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Syngenta Digital Ag Solutions empowers growers and other partners to make better decisions and gain a competitive edge through the integration of data, analytics, and agronomic expertise. Michael Clements has more.
At Syngenta, Digital Ag Solutions comprises AgriEdge Excelsior Whole Farm Management Program, Syngenta Sustainable Solutions, and a suite of agronomic digital tools to improve productivity. Adam Keene is a district marketing lead on the Digital Ag Solutions team and explains how they're helping growers leave the land better than they find it.
Sustainable agriculture is very important to Syngenta. Some of the projects that we're working on are the ability for us to help growers in reducing greenhouse gas emissions, conserve water, increase yields, and manage nutrients in the soil. For more than a decade, Syngenta has been helping growers do that, empowering the value chain partners to demonstrate sustainability at the farm level by working with consumer-facing companies that are interested in the field-to-table transparency, conservation organizations as well. The Sustainable Solutions team can help growers tell their stories better and have the direct impact on the farm practices.
He says AgriEdge Excelsior helps farmers manage and conserve resources.
Our ability with AgriEdge Excelsior and the LandDB farm management software that we offer to growers can help track not only the on-farm inputs, but we're also able to track water and fuel usage to fertilizer and crop protection, giving them the insights that they need to conserve the resources, not only in the soil, but all the resources that are available on the farm. It provides reporting and mapping for sustainability and regulatory compliance, which leads to greater supply chain transparency. Additionally, tools like FarmShots, we recently acquired, is able to give us a better view of issues in the field earlier to reduce time and input cost on the farm.
You can find out more about the Syngenta commitment to stewardship and tools to help growers increase their sustainability at www.agriedge.com. Michael Clements reporting.
Tractor and combine sales increased in June. A monthly report by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers shows the sale of all tractors in the U.S. in June were up 12% compared to the same month last year. For the 6 months in 2018, a total of 123,300 tractors were sold, which compares to 115,700 sold through June of 2017, representing a 7% increase for the year. For the month, two-wheel drive smaller tractors under 40 horsepower were up 15% from last year, while 40 and under 100 horsepower tractor sales were up 4%. Meanwhile, sales of two-wheel drive 100-plus horsepower tractors were up 16%, while four-wheel drive tractors were up 23%. Combine sales were up 4% for the month, and sales of combines for the year totaled 2,011. That's compared to 1,669 in 2017. That is a 21% increase. A group of Mid-South farmers claims Stein Seed Company purposely switched seeds to sell black farmers a subpar product last year. The Black Farmers and Agriculturalists Association alleges a distributor switched out certified seed for lesser quality soybean seeds, and that despite above average rainfall, the farmers saw limited soybean yield from the seeds during the 2017 harvest. The seeds were analyzed at Mississippi State University, which tests show the products were not certified Stein seeds. The class action lawsuit was filed earlier this year. The lawsuit is the latest action by the association, which also has represented some of the African American farmers claiming widespread discriminatory practices by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The agriculture group said this week that the number of black farmers has decreased from nearly 1 million in 1920 to 5,000 today, largely due to the systematic racism by the U.S. government and now seed companies. In a statement to the Des Moines Register, the Iowa-based Stein Seed Company called the lawsuit without merit and factually unsupportable, adding an internal investigation has not revealed any evidence supporting the allegations. Stick around. Much more Inside Agriculture is straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson.